Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والأرض صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed the Ummah with the name An-Nur. An-Nur is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And An-Nur is translated as the light. An-Nur means the light. This is also mentioned in the Quran, the verse that has been read. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, that Allah is the light, the nur of the heavens and the earth, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of nur that we receive. Ulama have mentioned that sometimes we take things for granted, we don't realize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have. Light in itself is a great blessing. Light in itself is a great, great blessing. Subhanallah. And one of the most evident, clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we see all the time is in the form of light. Every time you wake up in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with sunlight. Without sunlight, you and I, we are all blind. Without light, you can't see anything. In fact, now we also know that without light, nothing grows. You need light for things to grow. And if nothing grows, then there is no human life. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the physical light, the light that we can see in the form of many of His creation that He has created, like the sun. The moon is like the lamp, it reflects light, the stars. That is why in one of the Mu'awwadhatayn, the translation is, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Say, I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the daybreak. Who is the Lord of the daybreak. Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that falaq, that in itself is a great ni'mah. That when you wake up, subhanallah, we might not experience this so much in England. But I remember when I was working as an imam in Portugal, one of the most beautiful years of my life. You wake up every time in the morning with a smile that comes from the sun. Subhanallah. And it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. You go in any country where it's hot, You go to Africa, you go to India, life is very different because of the nur, because of the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. It makes you feel good. Everything changes. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that light in itself is a great blessing. And the name of Allah is An-Nur. The name of Allah is An-Nur. We will look into the connection later on, inshallah. There are verses in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people that are around you, أَرَأَيْتُمْ What is your opinion? إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to continue this night ila yawm al-qiyamah until the day of qiyamah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would extend this night of yours, sarmada, ila yawm al-qiyamah until the day of qiyamah. It is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The earth is spinning all it, by one amr of Allah it stops spinning, but that is it. It stops and that is it. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ And you are in darkness until the day of Qiyamah. This is a question that Allah is putting to us. Then Allah is saying, مَنْ إِلَاهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ Who is the God that ilah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَا That can bring back for you light. That can bring back for you sunlight. Oh light, bidiya. أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ Do you not hear? Do you then not hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you? Again, even in the verses of the Quran, you see there is this connection. Allah is speaking of the night, that if the night would stay as a very, very long night until the day of Qiyamah, in the night the eyes become weak and the hearing becomes much sharp. The hearing becomes sharp. And during the day, your eyes are very sharp. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is speaking of the night, He ends the verse of this ayat as, أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ Do you not hear? So there is a connection. أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ And in the verse where Allah says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to stop the day and it would be daylight for you until the day of Qiyamah, there Allah says, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Will you not then see? And so a nur, light, is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for a person to make use of this blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of us also two great blessings. In fact, every organ of the human body is of a miraculous nature. It is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for human beings to catch that light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنَ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنَ Have I not made for you the two eyes? These two eyes are designed in such a way that it will capture the light, and by light you can actually see what is around you. That is why in Arabic, Noor is also another name that is used for describing eyes. Noor is also used for describing eyes. And so the two eyes that Allah has given us are such blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in one hadith it is mentioned that a Muslim man who is blind, Allah talks about كريمتين. That if Allah has tested him in his karimatain, the two organs which are very, very honorable to him, that is the eyes. And if Allah has tested him in this dunya and he is blind and he has got iman and he does sabr, what does he do? Sabr. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, there is chutti for him, he will enter Jannah. No questions asked. A man who is a Muslim man, man or a woman, has iman, and Allah has tested him, and the eyesight, the eyes are taken, he can't see, and he does sabr. The barakat of that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jannah. Because he can't see anything in this dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him immediately everything in Jannah. Now the two eyes capture light. And so that we can see. If there was no sun, if there was no light, subhanallah, what are we going to see? Nothing. That is why in the night we struggle. In the night we struggle. Even if your eyes are open, you can't see. You can only see because you've got street lights that are there. And even the technology that human beings come up with, they want to copy the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see the headlights that are there, like two eyes in front of you. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the light, the two eyes right on the top so that you can see everything, you can focus clearly. That is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we have understood that the eyes benefit, can only benefit with light around. The eyes are only in use if there is light around. If there is no light, then there is no benefit of these eyes. Similarly, the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that heart can only remain alive and it will not become blind if it is connected to the spiritual light. So one is the physical light that keeps the eyes open and for him to see what is right and what is wrong. More important than this is your qalb, your heart. And if your heart receives the spiritual light, if it is connected with the spiritual light, then your heart is not blind. Then your heart is alive. And so now the question is, what is spiritual light? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Jannah and some of the items in Jannah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described it in a way that what we eat in this dunya, something similar, so that people can understand something. And so because spiritual light is something that you cannot see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still given us an image and understanding of physical light that we receive, which is extremely powerful from the sun. From the sun, the stars. And in the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will switch off His light, then we as human beings have to pay for the electricity and the energy that we use and the energy bills that we have in this country. And we pay so much because we have the lights on, the lamps on. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has switched off his light. So what is the spiritual light? This is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, afaman, and for that person, sharahallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his chest. and the chest has been opened up, as in Allah opens his heart for what? Sadrahu lil Islam. For Islam. As in inside him is this very strong iman. So his soul is connected with iman. His ruh is connected with iman. And that spiritual light is a very, very powerful light. So your soul connects to this spiritual light, which is iman. فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّي. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this man is always with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times you will find that you are explaining things that are quite obvious, and that this man is at fault, but he will not understand, and they will argue and argue and argue and argue, and you tell them the logic that is there, but they will not understand the logic. They cannot see the truth. Why? Because that nur, that light is not there. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in one of his dua, that when a person has got this nur, which is called nur-e-iman, and this light is described in the Quran in different ways, when you have this light, it gives you the ability to come up with the right decision, to make the right choices in life, because you have iman. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a. O Allah, show us the truth to be the truth and enable us to follow the truth. And then he said, wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. And Allah, show us falsehood to be false and enable us to abstain from it. بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Only by your mercy, O Allah, who is the most merciful. And so you will find that when you have this nur that is there, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that one of his names is An-Nur, the light. And Allah is the creator of that nur, which comes in the form of iman and which comes in the form of the ruh that is inside you, that also becomes munawwar. It is also illuminated. It is also illuminated. And so when we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the nur in different ways. For an example, the real nur means the nur of yaqeen. The light of yaqeen. And yaqeen means certainty, that you don't doubt at all. So for an example, when you have that very, very strong iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you certainty, this yaqeen upon the Quran. That the Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the absolute truth. Iman is the absolute truth. When you have that light, if you don't have that light, there is confusion. When it comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is this absolute truth that alhamdulillah, your connection with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Quran, with divine knowledge, the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Your iman, your Islam, there is no doubt, there is complete certainty in it. There is complete yaqeen inside it. This only comes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that noor. And that is why it is important that we ask for this noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is this one amazing hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. I will read that in front of you and give you the translation so that we can understand the meaning of this nur and the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. Now when a person has this nur, this light, this spiritual light that is inside him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah, guides him in this world in such a way that he makes no mistakes. In such a way that he makes no mistakes. There are certain people like that. Very ajeeb, Allahu Akbar. I was reading one kitab of a great buzrug, Imam Malik, and he went to one place where this great sheikh was doing the zikr of Allah. Ghaliban, it was a khanqa of one sheikh. And so he sat there and he looked at the walls and he says that I can hear the zikr of Allah from this wall and from this wall, but not from this wall. Now we don't understand that. We don't understand that. We only understand technology. That sometimes you have certain apps that by having the connection, your contacts can go from this device to that device just like that. So this karamat of technology we understand, unfortunately. The karamat of technology we understand. But we don't understand sometimes other things, which is quite unfortunate. So when he inquired it, he said, Hazrat, you are right. In the beginning there were only three walls, but the fourth wall was an extension after Hazrat passed away. The fourth wall was an extension after Hazrat has passed away. Ajeeb. That is why in the Quran we see that when Musa alayhi salam, khair is a Nabi, when he decided that he has to leave Egypt, Misr, because the army was now chasing him, Musa alayhi salam did not have any kind of navigation at that time. Which direction should I take? Where shall I go? But all he said, Asa an yahdiyani rabbi sawa as-sabil, that my Lord will guide me to the right path. Allah will guide me to the right path. These were people of nur. These were people of nur. And every step of Musa alayhi salatu was salam was guided. And Allah took him towards Madian. Allah took him towards Madian. And there he met Shu'aib alayhi salam. There he met the two daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And Shu'aib alayhi salam got one daughter married with Musa alayhi salam, and he became the son-in-law, and then he served a Nabi looking after him for a certain amount of years. And then mashallah he stayed there with his family. And then Allah gave him Nabuwat, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, now go back to Fir'aun, where you came from, go back there. Go back. And so when a person has got that nur, that light, even his wrong, Allah makes it right. Even his wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it right. And that is why we need to understand this. Sometimes maybe it is very difficult for us to understand, because anything you can't see, iman you can't see. But you have to believe in it. Azab-e-kabr you can't see, but you have to believe in it. Jinnats and jinns you can't see, but you have to believe in it. The angels you can't see, but you have to believe in it. There are so many things that you can't see, but you have to believe. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us this physical light, so that we understand with this physical light, there is one very important light that has to connect with the heart. And that is the spiritual light. When your ruh, when your soul is illuminated, munawwar, then only your heart is also alive and it is not blind. That is why also you will find in many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, from Allah has come to you, nur wa kitabun mubin.
two things have been mentioned. That Allah has given this ummah two things. Noor and Kitabeh Mubeen. Now, what is the first noor here? The tafsir, there are a lot of scholars speak of and give a definition of this first noor. But one tafsir of noor is also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also comes as noor, and the Quran, the kalam of Allah also comes to you as noor. It is a clear book. So the Quran is also noor, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also noor. Now we have to be careful. We don't take this noor to such a level, al-iyadhu billah, and give it some kind of a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is shirk. What is it? That is shirk. But what is meant by noor is that, like how in this dunya, when you have light, during the day you can see where you are walking. And so the carriers of Allah's noor, to deliver the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so when a person connects to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that noor of Iman also becomes very, very strong. Very, very strong. And also when he connects to the Quran, that noor becomes very, very strong. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi himself, is also noor in a sense, that Allah has sent this light, that if you get close to this light, it will show you how to live in this dunya. It will guide you to that which is halal and that which is haram. And eventually it will take you to the doorstep of Jannah, and the doors of Jannah will open up for you. That is why at the end of Ayatul Kursi, Allah also makes mention of this noor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the wali of those who have iman. And then Allah says, yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. The ni'mah and the blessing that Allah has given to the people of iman is that their hearts are alive. My heart and your heart is not blind. Allah has taken that heart out from darkness into noor because of iman. Because of iman. Now imagine the words of the Quran. Allah has used the word zulumat. Yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumat. And zulumat is jama. It is plural. So what it means is that there are multiple darknesses. There are multiple of darknesses. As in, the shaitan likes to misguide people, and the darkness of shaitan comes in many forms. There is multiple darknesses. But noor is only one. Noor is only one. And that noor comes in the form of Nabi and Wahi. That is why in the verse of the Quran, which is called Ayatul Noor, I wanted to actually do the tafsir of Ayatul Noor, but then I felt that perhaps it is such a complex and such deep meaning of Noor, that you get all sorts of people that are sitting here, the young, those who might not even know Arabic and not familiar, but just to touch on it. But then I decided, no, it's better just to give it some understanding of what that noor is. But in that Ayatul Noor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, noorun ala noor, that this is noor upon noor. What is it? Light upon light. So what is the definition of this ayat-e kareema, light upon light? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this light which is in this niche, and then there is this glass covering, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of zaytun. Allah speaks of zaytun tail, and the parable that is given, it is actually talking about the qalb, the heart of a believer. What is it? that it's in the rib cage, protected. And then Allah is saying, Noorun ala Noor. The first Noor is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it Iman. What is it? Allah has given it
Iman.
And then the second Noor, and every one of us here, Allah has given us this ni'mah, that as we walk, we are the carriers of this Noorun ala Noor. What is it? Light upon light. The second light Allah speaks of is the light of revelation. What is it? The light of revelation. And in order to keep this heart alive, it has to be connected to the revelation. That is why the Quran says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. Bring Iman on Allah, and bring Iman upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Quran has been described as one Noor. And the Noor that we have revealed, the Noor that comes to you, the Noor that comes to you. So the Quran is so powerful, that today I did not even have time to complete this, that if a person has got what we call qaswatul qalb, the hardening of the heart, then the ilaj, the cure of it is by reciting the Quran. When a person is reciting the Quran, subhanallah, the heart becomes pure again. That is why glad tidings are given to those who are the lovers of the Quran. Who are the lovers of the Quran? Allah gives this blessing to certain people that Allah chooses. Certain people that Allah chooses. They are the lovers of the Quran. They are always reading the Quran. And their hearts are very, very healthy, spiritually healthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we also maintain this noor. One beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always read this dua when he would come for his Fajr Salah. When he would come for his Fajr Salah. And so, the dua is in Arabic first. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi noora wa fi lisani noora. O Allah, put noor in my heart. O Allah, put noor in my heart. Wa fi lisani noora. And O Allah, put noor on my tongue. Look at the emphasis of noor, of this light. Why? Because on the day of Qiyamah, it will be completely dark. Completely dark. The munafiqeen will have no light. The kuffar will have no light. And they will be following a believer, a man of iman. And they will say to him, look, you know, can I walk behind you, please? Because we don't know what to do. We can't see anything. You have your light, this noor that is in front of you. And this is in the Quran 29th para. Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim wa bi aymanihim. That the noor will be in front of them and also behind them. And so they will be with their noor, and Allah will guide them on the day of Qiyamah. But those that don't have noor, they won't be successful in the hereafter. They won't know. And that day is 50,000 years old. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah Pak, give me noor on my tongue. Wafi sam'i noora, noor in my ears. Wafi basari noora, in my eyes noor. Wa min tahti under me noor. Wa an yamini on my right noor. Wa an shimali on my left noor. Wa min amami noor. Allah in front of me noor. Wa azim li noora. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make noor for me. Waj'alli noora. Waj'alni noora. Make me noor. Allahumma a'tini noora. Allah give me noor. Waj'al fi asabi noora. Wa fi lahmi noora. Wa fi dami noora. Allah in my bones put noor. In my bones, put noor. O Allah, in my flesh, put noor. Wafi dami, in my blood, put noor. Wafi sha'ri, in my hair. Can you imagine? Allah's Nabi is saying, even put noor in my hair. Wafi sha'ri noora. Wafi bashri noora. And also to my skin. Allahumma ij'al li nooran fi qabri, and O Allah, give me noor in my qabr, wa nooran fi idhami, and put noor in my complete standing, the skeleton structure that Allah has given us. Wazidni noora, wazidni noora, and O Allah, increase my noor and increase my noor. This was the dua, very beautiful dua, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read in the morning when he would come for Fajr Salah. Now, I don't wish to inundate all of you with so many du'as that, you know, you get frustrated and a time comes that you read nothing. But this is just for your information. This is just for your information. That beautiful du'a. Once in a while, mashallah, if you do get an opportunity, if you get an opportunity, then read this du'a. The barakat of this du'a, the ulama say that it makes you healthy. What does it do? It makes you healthy. Because everything is covered here. It makes you healthy. Because it is the dua of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another sunnat that we should make amal on, just to remind you, is that when you are traveling, if you are in a car, then even whilst you are sitting, read 2 rakats nafal namaz. What should you do? Read 2 rakats nafal namaz. Why? This is a sunnah that we have missed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whilst on a camel, he would read 2 rakats nafal. So nafal, you can sit and pray. In any direction is not an issue. So sometimes when you are also traveling, at least once or twice in your lifetime, make amal on the sunnah of what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are not going to be traveling on M1 with camels, are we? No camels on the M1. So we will be in the car. So when you are in your car sitting behind or wherever, you know, and if your wife is driving and you are sitting in front, nowadays that happens. So you say to your wife that, look, I'm praying 2 rakats nafal. She might say to you, aweta me bo nek thai gya. Aweta me bo nek thai gya. But then you explain to her that I am going to read and then you are going to also read. There are certain things, certain du'as that we should read because it is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. My respected brothers, whatever you have understood, alhamdulillah. But there is one thing that we need to understand. That is why our mashaykh make us do muraqabah. This muraqabah that I make you do is for 2-3 minutes. There is no justice to it. It is so powerful that if a person takes time, in fact the bayan should be less and muraqabah should be more, but this would be difficult. But even when you have your own time, but to sit and to ponder and to get that heart into your grip, and then think that my heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you can take control of that, ajeeb, everything goes fine. Sometimes when you are a new driver, and then if somebody is talking to you, you say, why don't talk to me, I can't concentrate. Why? Because he's a new driver. You say to him, here, have something to eat. You say, no, I can't eat, I'm driving. And then when you're talking, they are just like that. Don't talk, shall I turn here, shall I turn there? You've got a license like this, but shall I put it in second gear? You might make a mistake, but then, you know, when you become like Umar Farooq, that speeds everywhere, breaks the laws, and then you become a professional. And then now what you are doing is that you are talking and turning and mashallah doing this and put an emergency brake if somebody comes, and you just know what you're doing, and all the reflexes, all the body parts are working instantly, just as something that is casual, something that you know. Why? Mashq. What is it called? Mashq. Practice makes it perfect. But we are lazy. What is it? People say, Mawlvi Sahib, you know, Quran, I can't take this makhraj out. The key to makhraj is only one thing. Mashq. What is it? Mashq. Mashq means that you pray. Surah Fatiha, you pray 1,000 times, that is your mashq. It's not about an comes out from here, kha comes out from here, you know, your ha comes out from here. This is all okay. But it is mashq. What is it? Mashq. When a person does mashq, people sit for muraqabah daily for 9 hours. There have been people who sit for 9 hours. Imagine their condition. And their life is such, they are eating, drinking, doing everything, but they have worked with their heart so much, automatically the zikr is there. Automatically, at every palpitation, the zikr of Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. And this is natural with Anbiya. What is it? They don't go through this process. It is natural with Anbiya. That is why I always say, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would sleep, wake up, and pray namaz. There was no need for him to do ghusl. There was no need for him to do wudu. This was done to show the ummah, the people. Completely pak, every part of Rasul, including that which comes out from us, is impure. Am I right? But that which comes out from a Nabi, it is khalisatan pak. What is it? That is how pure Allah has created Anbiya alayhi salam. And so he said this. He said, the eyes of a Nabi are shut, but the heart never sleeps. The heart of a Nabi never sleeps. It is always constantly doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm not saying that, you know, we leave everything of this dunya and become monks and just do atikaf in the masjid and forget everything. No, no, no. MashaAllah, practice. What is it? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. First the shaitan will come disturb you. Whilst your eyes are closed, you might want to laugh, you might think of that, you might think of this. No, no, no. MashaAllah, once you start doing it, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that noor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that noor and you will see that noor, inshallah. So just for a few minutes, inshallah, if you shut your eyes, close your eyes and think that the heart is doing, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Ismi Azam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين ربنا تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك.